Hello all and welcome to Popstar. This is episode 6 and it's the second round. We are doing group pop. Woo! And they could pick between the artists of NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, S Club 7, 18s, Bewitched, and Spice Girls. So, I hope that you guys enjoy. And up first, we have Songbird.
As far as the eye can see, deep and meaningless words to me. Easy lover, I need a friend. Road to nowhere, twists and turns, but will this never end?
Well, my dear, you'll know that he pleases me. But chance and solutions ain't no resolution. That ain't no release for me. There's no explanation, it's just a groove in me. Bad enough. Just as tough. No, don't you understand? I want a man, not a boy who thinks he can. Boy who thinks he can.
Alright, that was Songbird.
Songbird.
Guess what?
What?
She sent it to the right place.
Yay!
We're gonna play this game.
Good job.
After every person, we will say if you sent it to the right place.
Perfect
because
game.
Because guess what? Some of you did not.
A lot
Most of you did not.
And Valk and Jeffers are getting tired of not being as good as me. I don't care because I feel powerful. But They're getting tired of it.
We need love. And not
somebody
to be
upset. Somebody to love.
Yep. Somebody to... No.
Panties.
Panties. Somebody to panties. No.
So, Val, I'll let you go first. We'll go in reverse alphabetical order.
Ooh. Oh, snap. I'm happy that the night opened with Spice Girls. yeah, I hope there's like a bunch more. I think you pulled it off this off pretty well. The music was really loud to me, though. I don't know if that was just me.
The whole thing's really loud for me. Like, she was really, like, peaky at some parts, and the music was really loud, too.
I don't know. For me, it kind of came in and like, out. Like, at the... Oh, sorry, go.
I was confused. Like, why didn't she sing the chorus? I mean, I guess it's like they were background singers, but, like, I don't know, like, sing with them or mesh with them somehow so you're singing more of the song or something. That was weird. Like, I feel like the song needed more, like, I can't think of another word, like, and it needed to sound more sensual or, like, more sexy or something. You're just kind of, like, singing, and it needed more, like, sexy swagger and stuff. The verses sounded, like, a little under pitch, but it sounded nice. I just think, like, it needed more, like, sexiness, because it's all, like, jazzy type of song and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's not bad. Like, it wasn't bad, but I think it could have used a lot more.
I think there were parts of it that were really good. I think, like, for your voice, this was a really great song choice.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you have such a classic voice, so this worked. But, like, I agree with Valk, like, you just kind of sang it. Like, there wasn't much, like, emotion or, like, swagger behind it, which I feel like you kind of need for this song. Like, jazzy stuff. You went really flat on part of No, don't you, like, what part of No don't you understand? But the first boy who thinks he can was, like, really pretty sounding.
Yeah, I noted that too.
So, it's fine.
Oh, is it my turn? Okay.
Yes.
Songbird. I pretty much have the same notes as the other two. Mixing was a little in and out for me. Like, I thought the beginning was really soft in comparison to the movie. Music. I really can't talk right now. and I just wanted more singing in it in general from you. But what I heard, it was very pretty and nice. I liked it. It was pretty good.
It reminded me of Spice World, the movie.
The movie.
The movie.
Exactly.
We can move on then to our next person, which is Melly.
Melly!
Yay!
See where the waves broke and
song in the daylight forever. To you I belong. I ran to you. And all the dreams sing their song in the daylight forever. To you I belong. To you. Melly. I will go first this time. You had really nice emotion on this, I thought. And it sounded really good for your voice. I think generally it was like a nice choice for you. I really like Bewitched, so that was nice to hear.
Oh, it was Bewitched. There you go. I know. It was driving me crazy.
I don't know any of these songs. Probably. I don't know.
Some of your held out notes were kind of like flat for me. Like they felt kind of like slightly under pitch when you held out notes for a really long time. And your last few runs were like kind of wonky. Like your last like To You I Belong seemed kind of like weird to me.
Yeah.
What did you think, Jeffers?
Yeah, I thought this was a nice choice for her, and she had great emotion and tenderness to the song, which is a nice touch. I thought the beginning verse was kind of pitchy, personally. But other than that, it sounded pretty good to me. And, oh, the only other note I have is the second to the last, To You I Belong, at the very end, had a really funky timing. I think it was early, but I'm not really sure. But other than that, I thought you did a great job, Melly.
What'd you think, Valk?
Yeah, my only notes were, like, that the back track sounded kind of midi-ish. And that, I also noted that the first chorus sounded pitchy, and then, like, you got back on track by the time you got to the chorus. And there were, like, a few pitchy spots, like, the very last To Be Long was kind of pitchy, and I think there were a couple of other spots, but, like, that's pretty much all I really noted. I liked the emotion, and this was a good song for your voice.
Yeah, I also think you had, like, some nice dynamics, like, you were quiet in some places, and then you, like, built it louder and stuff.
Yeah.
Good job.
Woo! Yay.
Up next is Christian.
Omar.
Oh my.
Dreams come true.
Dreams come true.
Dreams come true.
Oh, oh, oh yeah.
Dreams come true.
No, no.
They do.
When you wish upon a star makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
Yeah.
Your heart is in your dreams. No request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do,
all
faith is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of the secret love.
of sin and sees you through it. You wish upon a star, dream comes true. When you wish upon a star, your dream.
Dreams come true,
baby, your star.
Dreams come true.
Make a wish, baby.
Your dreams come true.
Going.
Jeffers, you're first.
Oh yeah, first. I get to.
Oh, you forgot to play the game. Okay.
What game?
Melly.
Oh right.
Oh, Melly didn't send it
to the right person. She should have sent it to popstar@radioplaycentral.com so that you guys could have gotten it too instead of just me. And Christian also sent it to just me. Tisk. Tisk.
Talking some points now.
For shame. Point. Shun.
No.
Just kidding.
Jeffers, you can go first for real.
Okay, Christian, this is a hard song to sing with all the runs, and if you know my history on VH, Disney is a nice plus in my book. Overall, I thought this was very well done. Personally, for me, I know this is like an old recording, so you can't really like fix any, like, I guess edit it, but the reverb was a bit heavy for my liking.
Yeah.
I would like that a bit less. And occasionally, some, I guess, runs or notes were a bit nasal for me. But overall, good job. Short and sweet. It was very well done. Like the emotion, too.
You can go, Val.
Oh, was this something old of his?
That's what the email said.
Yeah. Oh,
I
didn't read.
I don't know any of his stuff. And, like, I don't know where he posts them, because he doesn't post them on VH, so I don't care if he sends in old things.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because, like, I had a lot of notes, but if he didn't, like, record this... Well, either way, I'll still critique it like he just recorded it. I love this version of this song, but that being said, I wasn't a big fan of this. I didn't like the mass amounts of reverb, like, especially with the, like, barbershop quartet thing. I don't think there should have been any reverb at all.
Yeah.
Like, the first... That. Yeah, like, the first Dreams Come True, I noted, sounded a little odd to me. And, like, I don't know, overall, like, the song sounded, like, weird. Like, you weren't singing the right pitch for... the right key for, like, to match the barbershop quartet people to me. I don't know. I also thought, like, it could have sounded more, like, hopeful, because it's, like, when you wish upon a star, and to me it just kind of sounded, like, really pretty with a bunch of nice runs and stuff, but I thought there could have been, like, a lot more, like, hopeful Disney-ness, like, pumped into this.
I don't know, this version never struck me as very emotional, though, just kind of, like,
I don't know, it always struck me as, like, kind of, like, emotional with runs. I don't know.
With runs.
I also thought, like, your vocal didn't blend well enough with, like, the a cappella singers. Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm sure you'll be fine, but, like, I wasn't really a big fan of this.
I'm, like, surprised, because I really enjoyed it. I don't know. I thought the backtrack, I agree, like, the reverb was, like, way too much, and the backtrack, like, kind of drowned you out at some parts, like, the barbershop thing, and, like, there was a couple peaky moments of your mic, but I, like, really liked your runs, and I thought there was a good amount of, like, emotion, like, in it, in, I don't know. I thought it was good. I really enjoyed it.
I'm gonna be mobbed.
Well, I didn't, like, love it. It was just kind of, like, okay for
this
me.
This isn't, like, the best thing I've heard. I liked his audition song and the one he did last week much better.
Yeah.
But I still, like, I think this was my favorite. I liked Melly's a lot, too.
I think I liked Melly's more so far.
Well, we'll see. It's early in the night.
Don't need to start a song.
We can do Gil Dragon next.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Gal can do Gil Dragon.
I know that was coming. No.
Probably gonna start a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on. I loved you endlessly when you weren't there for me. So now it's time to leave and make it alone. I know that I can't take no more. It ain't no lie. I wanna see you out that door. Bye, bye, bye. Don't wanna be a fool for you, just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. Don't really wanna make it tough, I just wanna tell you that I had enough. Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. Just hit me with the truth now. Girl, you're more than welcome to. So give me one good reason, baby, come on. I live for you and me, and now I really come to see that life would be much better once you're gone. I know that I can't take no more. It ain't no lie. I wanna see you out that door, baby, bye, bye, bye. Don't wanna be a fool for you, just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye, 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 bye. Don't really wanna make it tough, I just wanna tell you that I've had enough. Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. I'm giving up, I know for sure. I don't wanna be the reason for your love no more. I'm checking out, I'm signing off. I don't wanna be the loser and I've had enough. I don't wanna be a fool in this game for two.
So I'm leaving you behind.
I don't wanna make it tough, but I've had enough. And it ain't no lie, bye bye. I don't wanna be a fool, just be a fool. Ain't no lie, bye bye bye. I don't wanna make it tough, but I've had enough. Ain't no lie, bye bye bye.
Gil Dragon, you don't get yelled at because you send it to the right people.
Good yeah. job!
Yay! Okay, Valk, what did you think your first?
This was not a good choice, like, at all. And I know you said you, like, pitched it down, but it was still really? Too high for you, and you needed to probably go with a Backstreet Boys song because they sing lower than NSYNC. I'm sorry. Like, the first note when you came in was like, what is this? Because it sounded so high and, oh, weird. Because it was too high, you couldn't, like, add any dynamics or any energy into this. And this is like a bam, bye, 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 you suck type of song. And you were just, like, singing. It sounded like you were, like, waving and, like, singing or something. And, like, there wasn't, like, any, like, emotion in this or any, like, dynamics or anything. And oh, you're like singing the harmony of like the chorus and like the bridge to the chorus.
Oh yeah, that was so weird. I wrote that down too.
Yeah, it was weird. There was like a lyrical flub at the. I'm like more familiar with like the punk goes pop version of this, but I think like at the end, doesn't he said like I don't want to be a fool, a fool, but isn't it like I don't want to be a fool in this game for two? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, wow. So yeah, that was like a lyrical flub. I'm sorry if I sound like I'm like really hard on you, but this wasn't a good choice. I'm sorry.
On the plus side, it's not saying bye 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 to Valk. Could be worse.
Well, I sang this first, technically, so I would be the one.
I see there's mutual domestic issues going on in here. Yes.
Yeah, I had a lot of the same notes. Oh my god, the first hey hey?
Yeah!
I don't know what you were doing. It sounded like you were trying to mimic. It was just weird. That was weird. Yeah, I had that you sang the harmonies on the part leading up to the chorus. Your second verse had, like, a weird buzz over it. Or, like, under it. I don't know. There's some buzz. Like, this, like... Did you guys hear that? Like, the, like... On the verse, like, when he was singing, it sounded like there was this weird, like, noise.
Well, I think I heard it, yeah.
Skype is making me buzz anyway, so it's hard for me to tell, but...
then, right before the I don't want to be a fool part, you sang bye bye bye, and your voice, like, cracked or something. It sounded painful. I don't know. It was out of range, and I didn't think you, like, had enough emotion on it. Like, you just kind of, like, sang it, but even that, you were, like, strainy singing.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I wasn't really a fan of this either. Jeffers, what did you have to say?
I can't really add a whole lot. It was pretty much just the same notes. It sat awkward and high in your range, and it was just not a good song choice. And I also have down that it sounded too classical for this type of song, because...
Yeah, it did.
NSYNC is very, like, you know, boy bandy and energy and, you know, like, make girls scream and, like, I don't know, energy. And, like, it sounded too classical with your strong vibrato. Like, I almost wanted more staccato-styled singing in this.
Yeah, definitely.
Than what you put in. So that probably would have helped the performance a bit. So, yeah.
Sorry, Gildragon.
Sad times.
Dylan, but it's okay. Is up next. Yeah, there's still plenty of people, so... I mean, like, I'm kind of worried about you tonight, to be honest. But...
Yeah.
But there's still a few people left. So
anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Dylan is next.